Talking to you from a signpost to Ballyfihan in Cork, Ireland, and a signpost that seems to say Relig Cemetery. Now, I think Relig, R-E-I-L-I-G, might be the Gaelic word for cemetery, but I'm afraid, and I'm outside the Christ the King Church. In other words, I'm a little bit lost. So I'm at Turner's Cross Tavern, a pub on the right-hand side, which has an off-licence. And what I'm really doing is anchoring myself in the locality of Cork, the part of Cork City that I'm in. It's all higgledy-piggledy, small houses from ages ago, not the really modern part of Cork. And I'm trying to find my way to pick up my daughter from her after-school club. And it's been an intense day, an incredibly intense day. And I recently, like in the last 5 minutes, put up a tweet describing the day as intensely creative and said to myself, that sounds bloody awful. That's a real cliche. Who on earth would want to hear a phrase like it's intensely creative? It's so poserish. And nowadays, everyone is saying everything is creative. And I'm... I suppose within myself there's a rebel that as soon as a term becomes so popular, I abandon it and want to find a new one. So here I am, really wittering away as I am about to tell you some of the things I've been doing today. I've got just a few minutes to do it, so here goes. The day began with me wondering how I could best connect up with the Dublin Web Summit. And the founders' aspect of it as well, and in particular how I could connect up with Renée Blodgett. And Renée Blodgett is my latest heroine or hero, whichever word I should be thinking of using, but it's somebody from Silicon Valley who I have become inordinately impressed with her output on the internet. She does a blog called We Blog the World. She does a she co-founded an organization called Geeks International, or International Geeks, and Magic Sauce. Magic Sauce, forgive me. Late in the afternoon, I can't even remember the proper name of her website. But the point about this is really the story. There's a story behind the fact that I got in touch with a particular individual who I never knew before via Twitter more than anything else, and I have actually made a connection which may or may not lead to something very well. It will definitely lead to something very interesting, but as Renée Blodgett is now gone back to the United States, and as we speak is probably flying somewhere over Wisconsin. All I can say is that the strangest things happen these days. It was Mitch Joel who introduced me to the idea that you can contact just about anybody you like, and that 6 pixels of separation are no longer the way the world works. The wonderful thing, the internet has made it possible to make contact with somebody who you are very impressed with. You come across a complete stranger, they really impress you. And if you apply yourself to it and you adopt a few sensible politenesses, you can actually make a link with them. And if your approach is genuine and, you know, you are wanting to contact them for transparently interesting reasons, I think there's a very good chance that some of the most impressive people out there on the internet will actually talk to you. So my day began with that. That was a plan and a thinking out of a possible development of ideas, which have me full of some excitement. I then spoke to Jonathan Arm at Think Tank about the prospect of linking up with Renée, and I then subsequently later on in the day spoke with Aidan Enright. So, I had the good sense, I feel, to bounce my own enthusiasm off two very fine minds, like minds, you could say, two members of Smarter Egg community, And so there's a little ball up in the air now in that respect, and it may or may not lead to a germination. I'm really mixing the metaverse at this crazy stage. But so that was it. Now the next step of the creative day involved learning an awful lot about Fáilte, Ireland. I went and had a meeting at Fáilte, Ireland, and I discovered a very, very impressive collection of activities which Fáilte, Ireland are involved in, which are designed to help Irish businesses get fit for the internet age, ultimately. And in particular, we had a detailed discussion about festivals and what Fáilte, Ireland is doing to help festivals to develop. And so that was a very interesting conversation at their Southwest Ireland headquarters in the centre of Cork. So I got a real education, because if you're going to link with an organisation, the first thing you really need to do is to be open yourself up to the realisation that however enthusiastic you are about an idea you might like to sell to them or share with them, they have an agenda already. They have a they have their own priorities, and the first thing you have to do, I had to do, was listen intensely and seriously to what's going on in the mind of Fáilte, Ireland and southwest of Ireland. And I must say that listening did me an awful lot of good. It certainly has me coming away very much more wise about the strategic development of tourism in Ireland and its role in relation to economic development. So that was a very powerful thing. I fell out of there across the road hoping to get into Electric Cork, which is the new venue in central Cork, which is recently opened up and is a real new addition to the infrastructure of enjoying yourself in Cork. But unfortunately it was shut and I wasn't able to have a morning coffee there because I was too early. So I decamped myself to Nash 19. And I had another intense experience in Nash 19, which is one of these places which is so impressive to me because of their customer service. I have never met a place which is so full of superb customer service as I in Cork as Nash 19. Now that's a place where you can get food and coffee and lunch and breakfast, and they're going to be open several Saturday mornings before Christmas as well in the lead up, I think from the last week in November. But I fell out of there, and I then took myself to a hotel, the River Lee Hotel, where I did some one-to-one work with a business that is seriously thinking that it better get itself onto the internet properly, social media, blogging, Facebook, Twitter, all of that sort of stuff. And we talked about that for an hour. I did a one-hour consultation, and it was a joy because it helped me to practice the skill of working well with somebody who was literally wasn't at all familiar with what Facebook really was or what blogging was. And it was very interesting to just hear what I had to say to this other person about what the difference and similarity between a blog and a website even was, and come up with ways of trying to explain it that wasn't riddled with jargon. So that was the next step of the day. I'm just going to stop there because there was also then one last element of it which is terribly important. I've just got out of my car in case you're wondering about the ambient sound to pick up my daughter from a place here in Cork. But I then had a short conversation with Roger Overall about Help Portrait, which is going to be a big feature of the next 4 weeks for me in Cork. It's a terrific movement. If you don't know anything at all about Help Portrait, you're very, very lucky because you're about to discover something you haven't known about. If you Google HELP hyphen portrait, you will find yourself sucked into a world led by, which was founded by Jeremy Cowart, God forgive me, Jeremy, And it's a tremendous activity, which I've audioed about before. So it's been